church. And shall we be, please be on our feet as we welcome our pastor, Pastor Kafui.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Shall we please be seated? Amen. Let's open our Bible and go into the Word of God. We're going to go into prayer very soon, and then we'll, so that we can have time for prayer. So let's go into the Word of God now, so that we can spend the next 1 hour in prayer. Tonight is a Friday night service, and the purpose of a Friday night service is to pray. Turn your Bible, should you have one, to the book of First Chronicle, the 11th chapter. First Chronicle, the 11th chapter. I'm speaking on the subject, surviving the heat of battle. Surviving the heat of battle. And then we're going to enter an hour of battle praying. Amen. I have been doing a couple of study on some characters in the Bible. For the past weeks now, these characters have intrigued me. One of them being Samson, David, and the one I'm going to talk about, this character is Uriah. He's a character that interests me. I have dealt with his situation once before, but I don't know, but sometimes you enter into a season and you want to visit certain warfare praying. Amen. So I want to go back and visit the subject of Uriah, because it is a battle that is worth fighting for, and it is a warning that we must take to heart. Amen. It is a warning that we must take to heart. So I will give you a background, then I will talk about the character of Uriah, why he failed and why he died. See, Uriah did not die because of David. He died because of himself. He died because of his own failure. And this very night, we will do some character on this guy. And then after that, we will pray. But I'm talking about the heat of battle. What is the heat of battle? It is the most intense or active stage of a warfare. The heat of battle is the most intense part or the most active state of a warfare or a condition, a situation. It is the maximum intensity of a condition. In other words, when I talk about the heat of battle, I'm talking about that stage in your life where things are very intense. When I talk about the heat of battle, I am talking about that stage in your life when you are going through a cycle of fighting for something. That for you, in order for you to have something, you always have to fight for it. That there is a particular area in your life where there is always a battle going on. For some people, for them to remain in their marriage, they have to fight. I'm not talking about physical fighting. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about the very fact that they have to go through issues and problems upon problems in order for them to maintain their marriage. In other words, your marriage has become a warfare. Some people go through a cycle of financial failure. In other words, for you, the area of your battle, the place where you struggle most, the place where your life is very intense, is your finances. In other words, you have to struggle to keep money. You have to struggle to pay your rent. And it happens month after month where you have to struggle to pay rent. It happens month after month when you get paid and yet still you don't see what happens to your paycheck. In other words, it is an area where the enemy is waging a battle against your life. And you have to be able to strategize so that you can survive and overcome that area in your life. For some people, it is a personal habit. In other words, there's a habit in your life where you are struggling, where you are battling with. There is a habit in your life where the devil is taking advantage of, because the devil knows you are weak at that certain area of your life. So you tell yourself, I will not do it again, but you find yourself doing it again. So it goes on cycle after cycle, and the devil is always winning the battle on that side. I hear me, someone. In other words, it is an area in your life where you always have to fight to bring yourself to the top. Hallelujah. For some people, it is your spiritual growth and your spiritual life. You are struggling with your spiritual life. In other words, you want to grow, but you can't grow. You pick the Bible and you fall asleep. We say, let us pray. So, 1 hour. I don't know how I'll survive it, because 5 minutes is not even working for you. It is an area of your life where you are failing. So, in dealing with the battle, and in dealing with the survivor on the battlefield, I want to use this guy, Uriah. Are you in 1 Chronicles 11? Because not everyone can survive. Not everyone can survive the heat of battle. Are you hearing me, someone? Not everyone can survive the heat of battle. Some will die in the habits that they are trying to overcome. Some will fail in the circumstance that they have been struggling with, that they will never be able to match up with the situation until they fail. Are you hearing me, someone? There is a time in our life where you go through something, you go through certain situations in life, and if you are not careful, the situations will beat you down and you will not be able to concentrate and think. It is the heat of battle. Now, are you in over there? 1 Chronicles 11, the verse number 41. Let's look at the verse number 41. Let me talk about this guy, for example. How Uriah failed in the heat of battle. How he failed in the heat of battle. 1 Chronicles 11, 41. Before I tell you how Uriah died, I don't want you to underestimate the man Uriah. Because if you watch how he died, you would think that this guy is not who he is. So I want to back up a little bit and bring you to this guy so that you understand his background, what he is supposed to be capable of, and what is expected of him. I hear him as someone. In other words, a person like Uriah should not have died where he died. I hear him as someone. He could have died anywhere else, but not on the battlefield. Are you hearing me, someone? He could have died anywhere, but not on the 1 Chronicles 11, 41. Uriah the Hittite. Now, go back a little bit. Is that the verse number 41 I just put up there? I should have brought my... Get me a Bible back there, please. Oh, forget it. It's okay. I forgot these things carry a Bible. Hallelujah. I got used to writing my notes on it. I didn't know they have Bibles on it. 1 Chronicles 11, the verse number 41. Now, we are dealing with the mighty man of David. Okay. Now, the verse number 26. Also, the valiant men of the armies were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Ahanah, the son of Dodo. Now, so from the verse number 26 down to the verse number 46, The Bible began to mention the 30 mighty men of David. David had 30 men within his ranks. Amen. And 30 of these men were the mightiest of all the soldiers of David. And in the verse number 41, Uriah is mentioned among the 30 mighty men of David. In other words, Uriah was not an ordinary soldier. Uriah was among the elite soldiers of David. Now, I want to describe to you the nature of these elite soldiers of David, these 30 mighty men, and what they are capable of. The verse number 10. 11, 10. The verse number 10. These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom and with all Israel to make him king according to the word of the Lord. The verse number 11. So these are the men, the mighty men. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had. Jashobum and Hashemite, the chief of the captains, he lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time. Hallelujah. One of the mighty men of David. The Bible said he lifted up his spear, and scripture said while they were in the heat of battle, he by himself killed 300 people. Uriah should not have died where he died. The next verse. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, a Harohite, who was one of the three mightiest. Next verse. He was with David at Pass Damen. And there the Philistines were gathered together to battle. Where was a parcel of ground full of bale, and the people fled before the Philistines. And they set themselves in the midst of that parcel and delivered it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord saved them by a great deliverance. Next verse. Now, this guy, this guy, Eleazar, I want to cross-reference the scripture for you a little bit. Go to 2 Samuel 23, very, very quickly. We're going to come back to here. I want to show you this guy, Eleazar. In 2 Samuel 23, the verse number 9 to 10, the Bible talks about this same guy, Eleazar, the son of Dodo. The Bible said that Israel went to battle. And when they went to the battlefield, the Bible said that everyone ran away from the battle. During the heat of battle, the Bible said Israel was losing the battle. And scripture said all the armies of the Israelites ran from the battlefield, because the Bible said it was a plot. They fell into a trap. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defiled the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, they ran away at the battle. The next verse. He arose while the others ran. Listen to me. They were fighting an army of Philistines. The entire Israelite armies ran away, and one man out of the entire Israelite army stood his ground. And the Bible said he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was well. This is what I wanted you to read. It wasn't in the Chronicles. The Bible said that until his hand was weary and his hand cleaved unto his sword. The Bible said he fought the entire armies of the Philistines until he was weary. And to the extent that the Bible said that you couldn't separate the man from his sword. His hand cleaved to the sword. Are you hearing me? And this was in the heat of battle. And to symbolize that he was a mighty man, the Bible said that while others ran, he stood his ground. Uriah should not have died. Are you hearing me, someone? Those of you who don't know Uriah, I'll show you something. I'll just keep on saying that so that you remember it when I get to the end. Are you hearing me? Because some of us here are not supposed to be in the problem we are in right now. Are you hearing me, somebody? I say you are built for the problem. You are built for the circumstance that you are in. The Bible said no temptation has seized us except that which is common to men. God will never match you with a problem that is greater than you. God will never place you in a situation where he has not armed you to overcome the situation. Are you hearing me, someone? I said the condition you are in right now, you cannot fold your arms and give up and cry. You cannot. The Bible said, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to the spoil. The people who ran away, the soldiers, the Bible said, after he defeated the entire armies, now they came back and they collected the spoils, the war goose. The next verse. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Arohite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where a piece of ground full of what? Lanterns. And the people fled from the Philistines again. The next verse. Uriah should not have died. If he was part of the 30 mighty men, he should not have died, because all the 30 mighty men of David could have withstood an army. They could have stand an army in the heat of battle and not die. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended the ground and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory with him also. He should not have died. The next verse. Go back to 1 Chronicles. That's where we started from, right? 1 Chronicles 11. Go back there again. And this time, go to the verse number 20. Eleazar, the son of Dodo, stood against an entire Philistine army. Shammah stood against an entire Philistine army. And now we are talking about Abishai. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was a chief of the three. For lifting up his spear against 300, he slew them and had a name among the three. He also killed 300 people in the heat of battle at one time. The Bible said that he stood and he killed them. The next verse. 21, very, very quickly. The next verse, 22. Benai, the son of Jehada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. Also, he went down and slew a lion in the pit in the snowy day. The Bible said, and Benai, one of the mighty men, among the 30 mighty men of David, the Bible said that he also killed two men that were lion-like. And, you know, read the next verse. Let me show you something. The next verse, 23. Let me talk about this guy. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, of 5 cubits high. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. Bible said he killed a man 5 cubits. You see, Goliath was 6 cubits tall, which is around 9 feet tall. So this man should have been, the giant should have been around 8 feet. And the Bible said that he killed two of them. And scripture said when he killed them, he met one of them. And the Bible said he had a spear. And Benai only had what? A staff. Even David had a catapult. Are you hearing me, someone? This man only had a staff. And the Bible says somehow he managed to exchange his staff for the spear. And he killed a guy. These men were mighty. And in the heat of battle, they proved who they were. 1 Chronicles 12, the verse number 14. I want you to understand the ranks which Uriah is part of. Are you hearing me, someone? I want you to understand the ranks that Uriah is part of. And why should Uriah die? I read this scripture several times and I said, no. Why should Uriah die? And many a times great people are dying in the midst of adversities and problems. People that are destined for great things that God has invested a lot in are dying in the heat of battle. First Chronicles 12:1. 12:1. We'll come back to 14 very soon. Now, these are they that came to David to Ziklag, where he yet kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty men, helpers of war. The verse number 14. Helpers of war. These were of the sons of Gad, captains of the host. One of the least was over 100, and the greatest among them was over 1,000. Now, if you read this in the Amplified was not just talking about a captain who was over 100 or over 1,000. The Amplified said one of them was equal to 100. It said the least among them was equal. He said the least among these mighty men was equal to 100 soldiers. And the greatest among them was equal to 1,000 soldiers. I hear him, someone. So these were people who have been trained to that level. Because at Ziklag, David did not have that many people to fight in a battle. And so the people that came to him were skilled. Are you hearing me? One of them, the least could stand to 100. And so if Uriah was the least, he could have stood his ground until the battle was over. But he was not the least. Now come to 2 Samuel 11. Let me show you how Uriah died and why he should not have died. Because in 1 Chronicles 11:41, we find out that Uriah was placed among the mighty men of David who could have withstood their grounds in the heat of battle. But why did Uriah fail to stand? Why did he die? 2 Chronicles 11:14. 2 Samuel, you are in the spirit. 2 Samuel 11. 14. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. Go to 2 Samuel 11:1. Let me explain the story to you. 2 Samuel 11:1. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle. This is a message. At the time when kings go to battle, this was the beginning of David's failure. When kings go to battle, the Bible said that David sent Joab. When kings were supposed to go to battle, he sent a general. And the Bible said, and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarry still at Jerusalem. This began all the troubles of David, but it's not my message. I hear me, someone. Now, when David stayed and he did not go to the battle, the Bible said he decided to take a walk on the rooftop of his palace. And the Bible said while he was taking a walk, he saw a very beautiful woman. And scripture said that he saw the woman from where he was. Looking through, you know, when you're in a tall building, you can look through somebody's window, and sometimes you can see someone's bathroom. Somehow, David managed to get himself over there, and the Bible said that he saw a beautiful woman in another apartment who was in a shower. And the Bible said that when David saw her, the Bible said that immediately something came upon David, and David sent for an inquiry to find out who the woman was. And the Bible said they brought report unto him that this is the wife of Uriah. But David said, that bring me the woman. While Uriah was at battle, David took the wife. And the Bible said he laid with her. And scripture said that while they were in battle for a couple of months, the battle took a long time. While they were in the battle, the woman came one day to David and said, I'm pregnant. And David knew that something was happening and he was in trouble. So the Bible said that he sent for Uriah from the battlefield. And the Bible said he made a very great feast. And he got Uriah drunk and said, go home to your wife and have fun with your wife. so that David could cover up. Because if Uriah is able to go home and sleep with his wife, then nobody will know that David has impregnated Bathsheba. And the Bible said that Uriah was a man of integrity. He was a man who was loyal to the cause of the king. And the Bible said that he would not go. And the Bible said David tried this on him on three occasions, and Uriah did not go home. He told the king that, why should I go home when my brethren are in the warfare? So the Bible said he did not go home to lay with his wife. And David was troubled. And David therefore decided to change his strategy. The verse number 14. This is what happened. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab. Now listen to the trend of this. David wrote a letter to Joab. The letter was to Joab, but the letter was given to Uriah. David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. In the letter was an instruction. The verse number 15. And he wrote in the letter saying, set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire from him that he may be smitten and die. So David gives the letter to Uriah, go and give it to Joab, the general, on the battlefield. And all this while Uriah carried this letter, he was carrying his own death sentence. Are you hearing me, someone? All this while, when Uriah carried the letter, he did not know that there was a conspiracy in the letter to kill him. Are you hearing me, someone? Are you hearing me, someone? The Bible said that, and brought in out every handwritings of ordinances that were written against us. Tonight, anything that have been written against you, may the blood of Jesus Christ begin to deliver and redeem us from anything written against us. Sometimes you will not know, but some of us, we have been used to plot our own dismiss. You have been used to plot your own destruction at your job. You did not even know that it was a setup. Sometimes, the people that you cannot imagine that they will set you up for destruction are the same people who will set you up. Uriah believed in David. He loved David. And the Bible said, and David was a man after the heart of God. How could David conceive this mischief? So Uriah trusted David. But David's heart was full of deceit. And the Bible said he conspired against his destruction. I don't know who has set you up. I don't know who has plotted against you. But tonight we employ the blood. I said we employ the blood of Jesus. I don't know about you, but tonight I employ the blood on my behalf. I employ the covering of the blood on every avenue of my life where the enemy has plotted that he will destroy my life. He will disgrace my life. Tonight I employ the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the blood speak for you. I said, may the blood speak for you. You will not fall by any handwriting of destruction. In Jesus' name, you will not fall by any plot of the enemy. You don't know where I'm coming from tonight. But tonight, I have a serious intention to pray a serious prayer. Are you hearing me, someone? Uriah's life was on the line, but he did not know it. My God, sometimes while you are being faithful, your life is being plotted against. Someone is working mischief against you. But tonight, may the fire of heaven expose in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, may the fire of God intervene for you in Jesus' name. The verse number 16, let's read on. Let me show you something here. And it came to pass when Joab observed the city Now they are in battle with the Philistines. Joab the general received a letter from Uriah concerning the instruction of David the king. And the Bible said that as a general, he observed the battle, the warfare. He looked at the city. And the Bible said he assigned Uriah unto a place where he knew that valiant men were. He knew that where Uriah was going to stand, where he was to be positioned, where men who were mighty, men of valor. The next verse, let me explain this to you. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab. And there fell some of the people of the servants of David. And Uriah the Hittite also died. Now, if you read from the beginning, it said, and the men of the city went and fought with Joab, but Joab did not die. And the Bible said that some of the men, the servants of David, died, and Uriah also was among them. Uriah was positioned where mighty men were supposed to stand. And if Uriah was a mighty man, then he should have prevailed that day. Amen. I hear from someone. Uriah was positioned in the same place that Eleazar, the son of Dodo, would have stand. He was positioned where Paneah and where Shammah would have stood, and that day he could have won the victory. But the Bible says Uriah died. Why did Uriah die? Why did he die? Why did he die? Even though the king has conspired against Uriah, Uriah died because of his own fault. Proverbs chapter 24, the verse number 10, the Bible says that if you fail in the day of adversity, it means that your strength is small. It says, if you fail in the day of adversity, if you fail in the time of your testing, if you fail in times of trials and times of difficulties, if you fold your arms and all you do is cry and all you do is whine and say, why is this happening to me? The Bible said it means your strength is small. It's not that you do not have strength, but the point of the matter is that you do not recognize that you have the strength to withstand the battle. Uriah should have known that he is a mighty man of valor, and he was qualified to stand where Joab has placed him. Had Uriah trained himself to meet up to the standard that was expected of him that day, he would have come out victoriously. But Uriah failed, and he failed because he was unprepared for the battle. He failed because he did not train for the same title that he paid. As a mighty man, Uriah should have prevailed. And I say to someone today, whatever problems and trouble you are in, you will not fail in that problem. You will not die in that problem. In the name of Jesus Christ.
David said, how are the mighty fallen? How are the mighty fallen? I'm telling you, the devil could put you into a situation where you feel like you are surrounded by many issues and many problems. And if you are not careful, you will self-destruct. If you are not careful, you will damage yourself. If you are not careful, you will get yourself to a corner in your room and you will beat yourself to sleep. You will wake up, beat yourself to sleep, and you will never do anything profitable in your life until you die. Uriah, I don't even know how he did not know that the king has slept with his wife. How could Uriah not know that this was a conspiracy? Tonight, may God open your eyes. Any conspiracy against your life, anything around your life, today may you see it. In the name of Jesus Christ, anything that is working against you in your own house, in your own relationship, whoever stands next to you and they are working behind the scenes, tonight may your eyes open. May God have mercy on someone and give you a dream tonight that you may know what is working against you and what is fighting against your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the designs of the adversaries. You see, the reason why Uriah died was because David wanted something that Uriah had.
Uriah possessed something that David wanted. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. They will envy and they will conspire against you because of something you have. If everybody is fighting around you, if everybody is fighting and talking against you, it means you possess something. It means you are something you do not know that you have. Uriah did not know what he had, but David knew what Uriah had. David knew that Uriah had the matter of Solomon, and David wanted something. You don't know what you possess. The reason why the battle is working against you is what you possess inside of you. I woke up the other day. I was about to cry. And then I said to myself, not this time, not this time, not this time. They have got me several times, and I have cried, but not this time, not this time. This time I know my value, and I know why they are pursuing me. I know why I am going through what I am going through. Instead of crying, I will take out my shield. I will take out my sword. I will put on my armor, and I will stand shoulder up, eyeball to eyeball, chest out, and face the adversary at the gate. Tonight, may you face your enemy at the gate. In the name of Jesus Christ. How they wish that they will see you in pain. How they wish that they will see you disgrace. How they wish they will see you fail in life. But you shall not fail. You shall disappoint them. I say you will disappoint them. I said you shall disappoint them. In the name of Jesus. I woke up. And I looked at myself. My enemies brought me in realization the chaos of what I possess. They made me understand that I am qualified to stand at the forefront. They made me understand that I am not meant to die at the forefront of the battle. You shall not die and you shall not fail at the forefront of your battle. You shall withstand. You shall overcome. For the Lord shall be your strength. The Lord shall be your might. He will be your fortress. He will be your defense. You shall not fall. May heaven preserve you. May heaven preserve you. I say, may heaven preserve you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me, we are about to pray, but I want to stir up the warlike spirit inside of you. I want to aggravate and annoy your spirit that you are not meant to fold your head and weep in the sight of your enemies. You are not meant to cry. You are not meant to plot your own suicide. You are not meant to self-destruct your life. I said it will never happen to you. It will never happen to you. The Lord will keep you. Sometimes the enemy will do everything. He will take away your job, and he will strip you naked, and you have nothing, no money, and you look miserable for a certain while and for a certain season, and it looks like nothing is working out. But don't give up, for the Bible says, it says, if you fail in the day of adversity, it is a day. It is not days. He said, if you fail in the day of adversity, the Bible said that, and the devil left Jesus for a season. It was a season. The Bible said, and Moses chose to suffer affliction for a season. It's only a season. I said, the winter comes, but the spring will come. The summer will come. It's only a season. Don't give up and don't die because of a season. Don't quit because of a day. Don't give up now because of what that you are facing. I say you can withstand the battle. I say you can withstand the battle. Tonight, may you lift up your head. I say may you lift up your head. I say may you lift up your head. For you are an overcomer. For the Bible said, in all these things, the Bible said, in all these things, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthened us. You are more than a conqueror. I say you are more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. Let's be on our feet. Joab observed and he assigned Uriah to the forefront of the battle, the deadliest place of the battle, the heat of the battle. Joab observed, oh Uriah, because men like Eliezer the son of Dodo chose the heat of battle and they survived. Men like Benier chose the heat of battle. Nobody placed them. They chose it. They chose it. Because every soldier knows that the day of battle is the day of promotion. It is the day of glory. Every soldier knows that you do not get the purple badge of honor unless you have done something on the battlefield that nobody else can do on the battlefield. Every soldier knows that you do not get a medal of honor until you have risen above the standard. Uriah should not have died. Oh my God, the place where you are and where the devil and people think they have placed you is a place you are qualified to fight. There is nobody else meant for this battle. You are the only one meant for the battle. Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? I know. I know you feel like you do not have it. But beloved, you ought to rise and understand that you are the only one who can fight like you have it. You are the only one who do not have it and you can walk like you have it. You are the only one who do not have it and you can smile like you have it. Are you hearing me, somebody? Lift up your hand. This weekend, for someone who is married, when your partner come and sleep around you this weekend and he turns to the east while you attend to the west, put a smile on your face. Your prayer has been answered.
Yes, rock a boss.
Hallelujah. We're going to pray some two prayers before we leave here. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Any conspiracies against some people that they will not marry. When you sleep, you know you are lonely. You sleep with Teddy. Some of you, you have given your pillow a name.
My sweet popo.
Sleeping, you cuddle with your pillow. It is a sign that is not your portion.
Amen. The Lord is my shepherd.
Is,
I shall not want.
That is not your portion. Are you hearing me, someone? Because if you are crying for Teddy, it means that something is lacking.
You need a, not Teddy.
Amen. That conspiracy must cease.
Amen.
That proposal must come.
Shit.
Man.
Whoever is whispering into the other ear,
That is why the proposal is not coming. Tonight we mute that voice.
Jesus.
We silence that voice.
Silence.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Even grandmas are getting wedded.
Much more.
This Aaron.
Power must change hands.
Jesus.
I
know a girl who is not married. Very beautiful. She wants to get married. Her grandmother invited her to be her maid of honor.
Oh, hey!
Abomination.
Hallelujah. There is a cause and there is a reason.
Oh, yes.
You see, you have to get to a point. You see the way that when one of your friends does something to you, you get very mad. You get extremely mad. You feel like slapping someone or choking someone. That is the extremity that you must come with the devil tonight. The reason why some of us are praying as though our head has been cut off is because we know what we are crying for. If you are not praying, you will hear us shouting. If you are not praying, we will disturb you. But if you are praying, you will forget about us. Are you hearing me, someone? If you are praying, you will not even hear us. You have to get into your own zone and cry your own cry. Get mad like someone took something from you. Some of you young women, when somebody, one of your friends snatched your boyfriend's, instead of beating the guy up, they go after the girl.
Mercy.
What a mistake.
So, I don't understand this. Hello. I never understand the game. I don't understand it. The guy cheated on you. And you went for the girl that he cheated with. I don't get it. Maybe some of you girls can tell me what it means. But I have never understood it in my life. You are fighting the wrong battle. We are praying this prayer. Then we'll pray the last prayer. Hallelujah. There is a conspiracy in possessing what belongs to you. Uriah couldn't possess what was rightfully his. He died and left it behind, and his adversary took it. His adversary took it and sanctified it. Lift up your hands, please. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any plot against my life.
Against my life.
At my job.
At my job.
In my home.
In my home.
Wherever I go.
Wherever I go.
Any designs.
Any designs.
Against my life.
Against my life.
Tonight.
Tonight.
By the power.
By the power.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
I nullify it.
I nullify.
I nullify in the name,
of Jesus.
I overrule.
Any evil judgment
against my life.
I overrule it.
Any evil conspiracy
against my possession.
In the name of Jesus.
I shall possess
my belongings.
My belongings.
I
I
shall possess,
my possession.
Say
I
shall possess,
my virtues.
Say
I
shall possess, my glory.
Say
I shall possess, my promotion. Say
I
shall possess,
my destiny.
In the name, of Jesus. Say
I
shall possess, my position.
My position.
Uriah did not know that the battle was for his wife, or else that day he would have fought with everything he had in him so that he can stay alive. He didn't know what he was fighting for, that the battle was for something that belongs to him, and he is not supposed to lose it. We're going to pray this prayer. I realize that people care about me more than I care about myself, because they dream about me more than I dream about myself. You have no idea You have no idea. People who are thinking about you more than you are thinking about yourself. And it's not for a good cause. You have no idea. I'm telling you, except the Lord intervenes, they will carry us away like a wind. The other time I knelt down and I said, God, I know what is keeping me alive. Hallelujah. Amen. I know what is keeping me alive. And you have to be able to stay in this battle and win the battle. Because there is no glory without a battle. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, there is no glory. If you die on the battlefield, they bury you. When they even award you, it doesn't go to you. It goes to somebody else. So the wife of a soldier. And they give the wife the medal, but the soldier never saw the medal. I don't want that kind of medals. I don't want to fight for someone to celebrate. No. No. It should never happen to you. Certain things are worth fighting for. And you must stand your grounds in prayer and fight for it. Are you hearing me, someone? We have come this far. Not so we shall be overthrown by any wind and by any conspiracies. Lift up your hands, please. Say,
anyone
dreaming against me.
Dreaming against me.
Say,
anyone
having visions against
me. Having visions against me.
Say, anyone.
Anyone.
Divining against me.
Divining against me.
Say, anyone.
Anyone.
Enchanting against me.
Enchanting against me.
Tonight.
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 May the heavens.
May the heavens.
Over your head.
Over your head.
Deny you rain.
Deny you rain.
May the sun.
May the sun.
Deny you light.
Deny you light.
May the moon.
May the moon.
Deny you light.
Deny you light.
May the earth.
May the earth.
Deny you.
Deny you.
A place to stand.
A place to stand.
In the name.
In the name
of Jesus,
Jesus.
May the elements, of the earth, war against you.
War against you
tonight.
Tonight,
I speak to the north.
I speak to the north
to frustrate you.
To frustrate you.
I speak to the south.
I speak to the south
to torment you.
To torment you.
I speak to the west.
I speak to the west
to afflict you.
To afflict you.
I speak to the east.
I speak to the east.
I speak to the east.
I speak to the east
to devour you.
To devour you.
To devour you.
To
devour you.
To devour you.
In the name.
In the name
of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
May the elements.
May the elements.
Of the earth.
Of the earth.
Be against you.
Be against you.
In the name.
In the name.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus. Kapoli hapa.
There are reasons why things happen. There are reasons, Deacon Charles, why in certain families people struggle. There is a cause. See, whenever God blesses, have you noticed that God never blesses an individual? When you read the Bible, you will notice that whenever God blesses, he never blesses an individual. When he blesses a person, when God calls a person to bless, he blesses him with his entire family. He said, Abraham, I will bless you and your seed shall be great. He called Isaac, bless him and bless his seed. He called Jacob, bless him and bless his seed. Amen. Even in the New Testament, Jesus continued the legacy of blessings. Amen. He called Zacchaeus and said, Zacchaeus, said, what you have done, salvation has come to your entire house. Amen. It was Zacchaeus who applied for the salvation. Amen. But it covered his house. Yes. When God wants to bless one person, he blesses his entire house. When the woman came with the perfume, Jesus said, this will be a memorial to your generations. It was the woman who applied
But her generations were covered. Amen. When God wants to bless, he blesses an entire generation. Amen. A blessing never comes to one person. So when you see a family that is blessed, everybody in that family is walking in the blessing. When you see a family that is struggling, everyone in the family is struggling, that's struggling. When one person is cursed, the family is cursed. When David wanted to curse Joab, he said, let there not be in the house of Joab anyone who will not lack bread. It was Joab that committed the crime. But David said, let there not be anyone in the house of Joab who will not lack bread, and who will not lean on a staff, and who will not be leper. And when they go to war, they will fall on their sword. In other words, they will die prematurely. Four curses upon one thing that Joab did. And even after Joab died, David had placed the curse upon his entire house. I'm telling you, when a curse comes, it affects everybody in the house. When a blessing comes, it affects everyone in the house. So you read the Bible said that our fathers have sinned and we have carried their iniquities. Our fathers sinned and we carried their iniquity. And God said, and I will visit the sins of the fathers upon the third to the fourth generation. Somebody sinned and God said, I will visit the second generation, the third generation, the fourth generation against that person who sinned. So even though the person is dead, the rest of his family is going through the same problems. I hear me, someone. I'm telling you. Tonight, I want to pray a final prayer. And you will not understand my passion for that prayer. But pray it anyway, because you don't know what is going on in your life. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Anyone dreaming against me.
Dreaming against me.
Say, anyone.
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 Visions against me.
Visions against me.
Anyone.
Anyone.
Enchanting against me.
Enchanting against me.
Anyone.
Anyone.
Divining against me.
Divining against
me. Anyone.
Anyone.
Plotting against me.
Plotting against me.
Anyone.
Anyone.
With an evil counsel.
With an evil counsel.
Against my life.
Against my life.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I command.
I command.
The sun.
The sun.
To deny you.
To deny you.
Of light.
Of light.
I command.
I command.
The moon.
The moon.
To deny you.
To deny you.
Of light.
Of light.
Bible said, the sun shall not smite thee
by day.
That is because you are blessed. But if you are cursed, the sun will smite you. Say, anyone plotting against me,
plotting against
tonight,
make
the sun,
make the sun
smite you,
smite you,
smite you,
smite you
by day,
in the name
of Jesus,
of Jesus.
See,
I command
the earth to deny you,
to deny you
a place
to stand
in the name
of Jesus,
Say, any conspiracy
in my life.
Tonight,
I command
the earth
to deny you
a place
to stand
in the name
of Jesus.
Compose. It means everywhere that they will stand, they will never be comfortable. I'm telling you. Everywhere that they will stand, they will push them out. They will never find a place to settle in life because their imaginations are evil. So any conspirators
against my life,
say tonight.
Tonight,
I command
the earth
to overthrow you.
I command
the earth
to deny you
a place
to stand
in the name
of Jesus.
Say, from tonight,
you
shall not settle
in the name
of Jesus.
Say,
I command.
command.
I command
the four elements.
The four elements
of the earth.
Of the earth
to work.
To work
against you.
Against you.
I command.
I command
the north.
The north
to frustrate you.
To frustrate you.
I command.
I command
the south.
The south
to persecute you.
To persecute you.
I command.
I command
the east.
The east.
I command.
I command
the east.
The east
to afflict you.
To afflict you.
I command.
I command
the west.
The west
to devour you.
To devour you.
To devour you.
To devour you.
In the name.
In the name
of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Open your mouth, just. Jesus, my God. Tonight you shall have peace.
Amen.
From now to the rest of the year, you will have peace. You will have peace. You will not sleep in your tears again.
Never again.
Never, 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 never. You will not go to bed plotting against your own life.
Never.
No. Some people go to bed plotting how they're going to mess up, how they're going to destroy their own life, how you're going to end it all. Never again in your life.
In the name of Jesus.
Never again. Tonight is my prayer that God will settle you. The Bible said that, and Samuel stood in prayer with the Israelites, and scripture said, and he drew water. The Bible said, and Samuel drew water. In other words, he poured water. The significance of that was very interesting, because the Bible said, as the waters cometh from heaven, and they do not go back into the heavens, so shall my words be that goeth forth, they shall not return unto me void, for that which it was sent to accomplish. So Samuel drew water. And the Bible said, in all the days of Samuel, none of his words fell to the ground. Everything he said was accomplished. Hallelujah. Shall we close our eyes? Father, tonight I drew oil. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask that may your people be settled. May jobs be settled tonight. May marriages and relationships be settled. Tonight, may someone carry a miracle out of this place. May someone carry their deliverance out of this place. Tonight, may someone go home to a house that is healed. Tonight, let there not be any warfare in your house again. May you and your spouse not fight against each other again.
Tonight I pray, oh God, as the oil has touched.
Oh God, let this word be that goeth forth. Let it not return void. Any conspirators against our life, tonight let them self-destruct. Any imaginations they conceive, may it fall on their head. Any wicked counsel, may it become their own frustration. May any evil organization and company against us, gathered to plot against your people, be thwarted and disorganized. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, Lord, I speak to the angel that stands at the north. And I speak to the angel that stands at the south. And I speak to the angel that stands at the west. And I speak to the angel that stands at the east. Grant not access to our adversaries. Let them not find rest upon the land of the living. Let them toil until they are exposed. Until they open their mouth to confessions. Until their plots turn against them. May you not grant them any rest. Amen. May you wage war against them. May they never settle. May they never find rest in the land of the living. I pray, O God, this very day as we leave this place, may your people have rest.
Amen.
And those who have plotted that they will not rest, may they not rest. May your people have rest. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, O God, for marriages in this church.
Amen.
To be organized.
Amen.
Divinely and strategically.
Amen.
May people rise out of this place next year by this time.
Amen.
May marriages line up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May your people be married.
Amen.
May your people flourish. May the blessings of God overtake them.
Amen.
May your people take off to new heights.
Hallelujah.
In their finances.
Amen.
Whatever they shall do, may they see growth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
May they never experience rejection.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Plant the feet of your people.
Yes.
In the land of the living.
Amen.
And cause them to be blessed.
Amen.
For the grave cannot praise you.
Amen.
Comfort your people on every side. To experience blessings and favor. To experience grace and divine defense. In the name of Jesus Christ. Defend your people, O God.
Amen.
Build a hedge around us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As Jacob prayed for Levi and Simeon. And said, let not your hunger come into your fold and into your hedge. Today I pray, people, wherever the weakness is, wherever the destructive spirit is, may it never enter into your gate.
Amen.
May it never enter into your walls.
Amen.
May it never enter into your womb.
May
your house be known for peace.
Amen.
May your house be known for joy.
Amen.
Papa, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.